From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Thursday's coordinated bomb and gun attack in the Indonesian capital Jakarta that left 7 people dead, including the attackers. Violence began with a series of explosions mid-morning in an area near a shopping center, luxury hotels, and embassies. An attack by IS had been expected in December, but Thursday's assault was still a surprise. VOA Steve Herman in Jakarta tells us there were other surprises.
There are hundreds of Indonesians who have apparently gone to the Middle East and been involved to some degree with this organization, and that there are hundreds, if not thousands of more, who are perhaps sympathetic. And that is a real shock to most people here, because this has been considered for centuries an extremely tolerant society, the vast majority of the people practicing a moderate form of Islam. And as they would tell you, that this sort of thing has nothing to do with the Islam that they believe in.
VOA Steve Herman in Jakarta. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called for an end to sieges on Syrian towns, warning all parties to the conflict that using starvation as a weapon is a wartime war crime, and aid agencies this week tried to reach some of those towns, in fact did, first time since October, and they found starving people. Witnesses in Somalia's ghetto region says Al-Shabaab has attacked an African Union military base. Get more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.